More spotty storms on Wednesday and Thursday, but a better chance on Friday. Highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Happening today, Pike County authorities will update us on the investigation into a deadly armed robbery in Brundage. 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during the robbery at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 last week. Right now, no arrests have been made. Authorities say they're seeing an alarming rise in gun violence against Alabama law enforcement officers. Three Alabama police officers were killed in the first half of this year. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law making murdering a first responder a capital offense. And a memorial service will be held this week for an Alabama prison search dog that died after helping authorities during a contraband search. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Jake will be honored on Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Families scattered in panic after shots are fired at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. A 6-year-old boy among the victims killed. At least 15 are injured. The gunman was also killed.
Two American teenagers charged in connection with the murder of a police officer in Rome.
The FBI is asking for your help to find the serial bank robber they've dubbed the Pink Lady Bandit for the distinctive rosy purse she's carried in two of her robberies.
History was made at the world's most famous bicycle race. For the first time, a South American won the Tour de France.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats will be stepping down on August 15th.
An NFL star facing suspension after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug.
Announcing on social media that he failed a drug test after taking fertility medication.
Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood raking in almost $40 million for its second place in its debut weekend. It's actually the best weekend opening ever for Tarantino.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market, including CCR. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to CCR. CCR, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dan. Joey, thank you for your great program. I was listening to you earlier and thinking how thankful I am that you sit there and endure all that audio and verbal abuse from the MSNBC and all the news people, all the haters, and I just don't have a stomach for it anymore, Dan. Thank you.
I'm glad that you acknowledge that and you appreciate that, because I tell you, it's very difficult, and the reason I'm doing this is I want you guys to hear what they're spewing out there, and they're trying to incite a group of people, and it is nothing but a political tactic that's being used. The very things they accuse Trump of doing, they're actually doing.
You're exactly right. When I was a kid, I heard Martin Luther King say that he'd never seen more hatred in the eyes of people after he marched through this particular town. Would you like to know what town that was that he said that about?
What town?
That was Cicero, Illinois.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Now, again, I had cousins that live in Cicero, and they would talk about some things they would do back, and in 68, 67, they burned part of the city. Those were terrible, terrible days. And yet I've been down here 40 years, and yet it seems like it's always the South that gets nailed as being racist or bigoted, and that is just so wrong, because it's not true. It is not true.
Yeah, let me tell you, the more you have a city that has your Italian area, your Irish area, your Jewish area, the more racism there is. And Boston, Massachusetts is one. New York City is another one.
Well, somebody said it's not good to curse the darkness. You got to light a candle. So we lit a candle yesterday and took 7 of our grandkids down to Sweet Creek.
All right.
And had a good time. Yep. And so I was a little concerned about getting a place to eat because, me and Nurse Kathy, we're not used to having kids around. And so we had 7 of them and called Reed up, and they set up. He had a table set up for us outside, had the mist thing going, and took care of us. And then I said, Reed, Dan Morris and I, we really like that Cuban sandwich. I said, but of late I've been on the fat boy diet. And so
hey, watch it now. That would include me. I guess I need to be on that.
Yeah. Now, come on, Dan. I look at something. Anyway, he put me on that turkey club with the apples.
Yeah.
And Dan, I'm telling you, man, it's good stuff. We had a great time.
I had a slice of a bite of one that a friend of mine was having. And it is, the way he blends that cranberry on the sandwich is really good.
Well, I sure appreciate all that you do. And keep up the good work. And thank you for taking all that abuse for all of us old fat guys that just can't handle any more of the Trump haters.
Well, CCR, I appreciate you calling. Appreciate your friendship.
You take care, buddy.
Take care. My good friend CCR, Nurse Kathy. Wonderful, wonderful folks. Let's go to the guy who's such a good guy, they named a bottle of wine after him, Josh.
Hey, Dan. Jerry, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I had a bottle of Josh. I had some Josh this weekend.
I hear you.
And I'm going to have some tonight. I'm going to go home to have some tonight.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm just left Montgomery a little while ago and driving through Florida, heading back to the coast to start another work week.
There you go.
Yeah, listening in to you and getting fired up a little bit. It feels bad having to apologize for being a white male that is somewhat successful in life by taking advantage of the opportunities that I was afforded. Worked, got scholarships for college and all that. And it just seems like people are just pulling racism out. They get backed into a wall and they say, well, he's racist.
Well, and the thing is if you criticize somebody, if you're Donald Trump, you criticize somebody and they are of color, the reason you're criticizing them is because of their race. And that there's no evidence of that whatsoever. He's criticizing them because of what's going on in his district, the facts.
Exactly. And they're just using it as a go-to now. It's getting overplayed. It's getting overplayed. We worked as a society to eventually, get past the racism, all the segregation, everything else. And my gosh, I don't see it firsthand a lot. I got my community where my farm is, I'm the only white person that goes through there. And we have not a problem. Some of my closest, my second set of parents are, you know, African American. And we don't look at each other as white or black. We look at it as good people being good people. I can rely on them. They can rely on me.
There you go.
And just, it's, I don't know. It just, it gets me riled up. It rattles my cage a lot when people just, you know, throw that word around willy-nilly. And I don't know, Dan. It's just, it's bad.
Well, everything they're accusing Donald Trump of doing is exactly what they're doing. They're the ones using a dog whistle. They're creating something out of nothing that shouldn't be there, but they're doing it because they're trying to create a dog whistle.
I agree 100%. It's sad. It's very unbecoming, and that's what the go-to is now. Oh, my gosh, he's a racist. He, you know, said something to him, which is the truth, and they just happen to be a different race, and oh, my God, he's racist.
Yep. So what's on the menu for tonight?
Oh, gosh. Actually, I brought back a poppy seed casserole from, there's a little company in Eclectic called Dirt Road, I think it's Dirt Road Catering. They make casseroles that you can put in your oven and bake. I think Renfro's actually sold them for a while. But I told my chef buddy, I said, as soon as I get up there, I'm going to get you one. They're delicious. So we're going to go get on the boat and probably run to Crab Island a little bit. I should be back there in about an hour. And we're either going to throw that poppy seed chicken in the oven, or either I got some red snapper throats. Vacuum sealed. Yeah, cryo freeze them. Really good. We do it like an almost like a bulgogi sauce. Your soy, sesame seed, green onions chopped up really fine, a little brown sugar, and marinated with that and grilled them bad boys. Butterfly.
Josh, bacon. You're killing us, buddy. You're killing us.
Hey, it's particularly if you put
particularly if you put a good adult beverage with that.
Absolutely.
Well, you have
I was going to say, like always, it's great talking with you, Dan, and I appreciate you taking the time.
You got it. You have a safe trip back.
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
Thanks, Josh. Is it Letty Jane or Lefty Jane? Letty Jane?
Letty Jane.
Letty Jane, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you. I just called to appreciate your knowledge. It's educated me quite a bit. And that's about it, except that I had a comment, but it's about the subject you're not discussing on the immigrant. But I want to get in the drawing, if I may.
You certainly may, Lefty Jane. Let me have your month and day of birth.
3/2. 3/2.
Letty Jane.
That's me.
You got it. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. And I hope, in the words of Milton McGregor, I hope you're going to be a winner, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lady Jane. Peace. Must be a hippie or a mayor. Let's go to George. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. And you today?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Just wondering if you had the chance to try the mac and cheese.
Absolutely. You're talking about, this is George.
Hey.
George, you're a hero in this building. You are a hero.
Well, I decided to call you for the first time and everything after all these years listening to you.
Well, I want to tell you something, George. The chicken was outstanding.
Yeah, it was.
They ate that bad boy up. I love the sausage and beans. That was spectacular. And Joey, who is a mac and cheese aficionado.
Oh, the bacon.
The bacon
did it.
Was a nice
touch. And talk about a thick mac with a lot of cheese. So good.
Oh, yeah. There's several different cheeses in there. And that just started off.
Is Gouda one of them?
Sir?
Is Gouda one of them?
I don't know. I threw provolone, Swiss cheese.
I got the provolone.
Mozzarella.
The mozzarella.
And there's some Italian mixed stuff I get, you know. I just throw it in there.
Well, George, I want to tell you something. You're quite an accomplished cooker. And being somebody who's done a lot of stuff on the grill, everybody who was who had some, and we had several. We had Baron sample it, and David, and people from Jams, and Jay Scott from the morning show. And every one of them said, the thing that makes this food so good is how rich the taste is, and the flavor just jumps out at you.
Yes, sir. I mean, once you get it on the grill there, the smoke gives it a little different flavor.
Well, you did an outstanding job, and we'd love for you to cook for a Dan Marsh Show get-together.
Well, just let me know when. I'd be more than glad to cook for you.
I really appreciate that, George. Let me talk to Big John, and I need to go out to see this place. Now, you're in Elmore County. Where are you?
Autauga County,
okay.
Yeah.
There's a place over in, where is it? I'm trying to think. It's not that far from you. It's down by the, it's out on Highway 14, but there's a place that wants to host us that has a nice kitchen and all that kind of stuff. I just need to come out with a grill for you.
Well, that's no problem. Just let me know, and we'll get together, and I'll cook whatever you have there.
George, I want to tell you something. You did a great job, my friend, a great, great job. As a consummate griller, you have my utmost respect.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad y'all enjoyed it and everything. I might try to fix something else for y'all in the future.
You impressed us greatly. George, thank you so much. That was very kind of you.
All right, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Kevin, coming back to you, Dan Marsh Show on a Monday, starting your week out right.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will not belong to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well,
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, man, where'd you get to this next clip we're doing here? That crazy.
Now deep in the heart of a lonely kid, he suffered so much for what he did. They gave this ball boy his...
Should we go to the phones here? Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I was just calling about those rat, you know, those things they call rats in Boston. We call them possums down here. And possums and armadillos. Yeah, that's all I was going to say. I just trying to make a funny out of it. I mean, it is nasty up there. I've been through there before driving my truck, but, you know.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, and I want you to have a great day.
And can I get on the Sweet Creek?
Kevin, give me your month and day of birth.
322.
You got it? 322,
okay.
Let's go to Rodney, my buddy Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today, Dan and Joey?
We're very good.
I tell you what, I had a great weekend. I'm finishing it up now. Guys, next weekend is the Tarpon Rodeo in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Ooh.
I'm just leaving from down there. Also, this weekend was the Saints camp. Big things happening down home, and just reporting I had a great, great time down there. And everybody, and look forward. I'm going back next weekend down for the Tarpon Rodeo. Dan, we'll be fishing in some of those spots me and you was talking about offshore there.
Oh boy,
it was beautiful down there this weekend, though.
So how what are the different categories that you have? Is it size, weight, and or do you get numbers into it? And what's the limit on tarpon down there?
Yeah. There's a whole parameter of things for the competition wise. Then all your limits, you got to revert back to that wildlife and fishery book on all that if you're doing any residential fishing out there on the offshore waters. But it's so many different categories, Dan, in weight sizes. You know, your red snapper, your inland redfish, your net this and that, flounder and this and that. Usually those go by the biggest and the most weight, and then that's who wins the category.
Well, good luck with that, Rodney. Are you going to bring some snapper home?
Unfortunately, hopefully next weekend I do. But, also, I made a little stop at the D-Day Museum, and it's
outstanding. Isn't that a great museum?
I was there when it first started, and they had some development problems because you had to buy up a couple businesses around there over about a 10-year period. And they've done been through all that and everything. It is not only spectacular now, but it's just wonderful. It really is.
It really is.
Everyone should see.
I took a friend down there who knew I was a big history buff and said, you know, what do you think about the museum? I said, you will love it. And there's no way we can go through it in just one day. And
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And the first, you know, you walk in, and we walked in on the second level where the airplane is, and she was blown away. She's like, unbelievable.
You're talking about the one suspended in the ceiling?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Guys, also... I want to thank our president for the great job he's doing. I want to thank our Supreme Court for recognizing the law and upholding the law and giving President Trump the funding that he needs for the military funding. So that's what I got today, guys. Having as much of a good time as me. Sounds like some people in the cities are not. Back home, when we have problems like that, like neutrals or stuff like that, we just get the guns out, we start shooting them. So, if you got big rat problems, hey, pop them with a .22 or whatever you got to do. That's just the way we do them down here in Louisiana.
I don't know about other states. That's why they make rat shots.
You know, in Louisiana, Nutrias are actually open season. You actually can shoot them and turn in the culps for them and receive a bounty on them because they tear up the levees.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So, but that's in Louisiana. I'm not trying to influence anyone outside Louisiana to do anything we do down here.
except for having a good time.
Yeah, good time and having some good food.
There you go, because that's what Louisiana is known for.
All right, guys, y'all keep doing the great job that y'all doing, and I'm going to keep on listening.
You have a safe trip home.
All right, guys.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1. Dan Marsh Show, we're going to go to a break. Be back right after this.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
We are resilient and we will get through this.
Roland Velasco, the mayor of Gilroy, California, which is reeling from the mass shooting Sunday that left three victims dead, including a six-year-old boy. The suspect, 19-year-old Santino William Legan.
We found out that the rifle that this suspect used was an SKS. It was an AK-47 type assault rifle. It was purchased legally in the state of Nevada on July the 9th. Of this year.
Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy saying it's unclear whether there's a second suspect involved. And black lawmakers in Virginia saying they plan to boycott an event this week celebrating the beginnings of American democracy because President Trump is scheduled to attend. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus saying his participation is antithetical to the principles the caucus stands for. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Not much change with this hot pattern, but not too many storms to go around in these last few days of July. For today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun. High temperatures near 95, heat index near 100. Only widely scattered afternoon storms, but rather isolated. Lows at night around 72. More spotty storms on Wednesday and Thursday, but a better chance on Friday. Highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their seven real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. So I remember listening to this on the way up to Birmingham, Alabama. Let's see, a young lady named Diane Wren.
So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it.
Where my friend Al Maxwell was looking for a gas flake in an oven with a lighter.
Are you reeling in the east?
Al, what happened to your eyebrows? Well, I found the lead.
It had contacts on.
Ooh, that's bad.
That is really bad. Okay, 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in. We got a lot going on. We have Ratliff has been named the director of national security and national intelligence, rather. And we got that. We got a lot of clips from some different people to go over. Nunes has got some new information. But I want to finish some of this Morning Joe stuff because I want you guys to hear the craziness that these people are talking about.
This is back when Donald Trump is giving money to Hillary Clinton and giving money to Nancy Pelosi and giving money to Rahm Emanuel and giving money to Chuck Schumer and giving money to the Democratic National Committee and saying that Hillary Clinton would be a great president of the United States. It's amazing that conservatives and Republicans are falling for this. And I've said it all along. I was shocked that they were falling for a lifelong Democrat who decided to play the racist card when he thought that it might get him a little bit of traction in the Republican Party. Peter Baker, you're reporting that this all began when Donald Trump, ironically enough, saw a woman of color on Fox News talking about this, and you say that that Fox News actually inspired his outburst this weekend. Tell us about it.
This is the piece I played.
Well, on Saturday morning, Fox and Friends, one of his favorite shows, if not his favorite show, other than this one, of course, aired a segment from a Republican consultant from Baltimore showing video she had shot of some neighborhoods, she said, in Elijah Cummings' West Baltimore district, or the part of his district that includes West Baltimore. And it was trash-strewn streets and boarded-up houses and so forth. And her point was, look, you know, if Congressman Cummings is so concerned about conditions at the border, why doesn't he take care of the conditions for his own constituents? Clearly, the president saw it, because within, you know, a very short amount of time, he lashed out at Congressman Cummings along very similar lines, making exactly the same point. And that led to a whole extraordinary weekend of tweets against Congressman Cummings from the president, and reactions from the congressman and his allies, and debates about who was really racist and who was not. The president said it wasn't racist for him to make these comments, but of course, a lot of people saw the words he used as being, feeding into a racist trope. And if it's a majority African American district, it must be, you know, filthy and disgusting. And
what?
It was a pretty ugly weekend on all fronts.
How do they come up with that? If it's a black district, it must be filthy and disgusting. Where did Donald Trump say that? I played the piece for you that he allegedly saw, and she didn't say anything about that.
And one thing I don't quite get is They're claiming that Donald Trump is blowing these racial dog whistles in order to rile up his base and support to win in 2020. Then if that's what Donald Trump is doing, why are you helping him blow that whistle? Because y'all seem to be blowing it a lot harder than Trump ever does.
Right, and the whistle they're blowing is trying to get that particular group of people to get out and vote against Donald Trump. That's the whole purpose of this.
And also, you said the young woman who did the segment on Fox and Friends was a black woman, right?
African-American,
yes. Well, then how racist a Morning Joe to criticize her and just, like, you know, toss her aside?
Black female, have like, no... you have no value of a black female,
I mean,
do you?
She has no standing. It's not like, well, wait, yeah, she does live there. I mean, what next? Like, is Trump going to criticize, I don't know who the representative would be, but like whoever oversees Skid Row in Los Angeles. let's get the Democrats to defend that. No, we really believe this is the best of America, the mentally ill and drug addicted.
I love it.
My goodness.
Okay, let's continue on, boys and girls. This is too good to be true.
So, Peter, I want to ask you and Jonathan Lemire, both of you cover the White House. I personally think, and I think there's probably data to back this up, there is data to back this up, that these racist attacks don't help the President of the United States, don't help the Republican Party. You can go back to 2018. The President was talking about infestation. In fact, I think one of the programs you talked about was talking about people bringing leprosy and what, smallpox, chickenpox, something,
which was true.
In the caravans into the United States. It was really racist stuff. And so, Peter, I'll start with you, then go to Jonathan Lemire. What do you hear about the strategy behind this, behind these racist attacks over the past several weeks, a strategy that backfired terribly on the president of the Republican Party in 2018 and seems even more likely to backfire in 2020 when the electorate expands, becomes less white, becomes younger, becomes more diverse?
Yeah, the president is doubling down on his strategy, basically, where others would advise him and other politicians to back off, to try to minimize racial strife and discord. He seems to seek it out. He seems to be drawing a line in the sand. And what he's trying to do, it seems, is ask Americans which side of that line they're on. A line of, in his view, you know, a relatively homogenous, largely white America that he remembers from his youth and from his younger days. And an increasingly multicultural, foreign-born, demographically changing America that has made many Americans uncomfortable and feeling dislocated. So he's playing along lines that other politicians have sought to heal, and he doesn't see any consequence other than obviously whatever political gain he interprets that will come from this.
The only people that he has an objection to are the people that are here illegally and the people that are not being vetted that are coming here. There's only two groups that he has any problems with. It's not all Muslims. The largest Muslim populated country is not banned from America, contrary to what Morning Joe and all the pointed head liberals have to say. But this is just unbelievable. And they're feeding into themselves, and all they're trying to do is incite a group of people to get out and vote against Donald Trump. Let's continue on here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The president has been telling people and around him, this is the fight he wants to have. It was the congresswoman of color a few weeks ago, now it's Congressman Cummings, that he feels like that this can ignite his base and win in a way that he won in 2016, appealing to particularly that sort of Midwest Rust Belt states, the trio that we always talk about, that he thinks that he can win there again. Now, obviously, that ignores the defeats that he suffered, his party suffered in 2018. That also ignores other circumstances in 2016 that led to his election, including Russian outside interference and James Comey's letter in that last week. And when he that time around, he ran against another candidate with very, very high unfavorability numbers, which we're not sure he's going to see this time around. The difference, he believes, is this: between 2018 and what he'll see in 2020, is that in 2020, his name will be on the ballot again. And he believes there are voters out there, people who supported him in 2016, Republicans who did not come out in 2018, because they're more than Republicans, they're Trump supporters. And he thinks they will be out of there for him again next November.
And believe it or not, he's right with that. That's exactly what's going to happen. That when you look at the voter turnout and compare that to the 2016 election in these districts and then the 2018, what you did is you had a drop-off of vote because you didn't have the top of the ballot and somebody driving the top of the ballot. The highest-ranking person was either a senator or a governor if you had both of those. If not, it was just a member of Congress that was there. So let's continue on here. This gets better. It gets juicier.
All right, the Baltimore Sun hit back at President Trump's comments about Congressman Elijah Cummings' 7th congressional district, specifically that of West Baltimore. The paper's editorial board wrote in part, quote, "It's not hard to see what's going on here. The congressman has been a thorn in this president's side, and Mr. Trump sees attacking African-American members of Congress as good politics, as it both warms the cockles of white supremacists who love him and causes so many of the thoughtful people who don't to scream. While we would not sink to name-calling in the Trumpian
manner..." Oh, no, no, we wouldn't sink to name-calling.
"...he failed to spell the congressman's name correctly. It's Cummings, not Cumming. We would tell the most dishonest man to ever occupy the Oval Office..."
Now, we wouldn't insult.
"...the mocker of war heroes, the gleeful grabber of women's private parts, the serial bankrupter of businesses..."
But we wouldn't come idiot go to calling names.
"...Putin, and the guy who insisted there are good people among murderous neo-Nazis, that he's still not fooling most Americans into believing he's even slightly competent in his current post, or that he possesses a scintilla of integrity. Better to have some vermin living in your neighborhood than to be one."
We wouldn't get resort to calling names now. That's unbelievable. That was the Baltimore Sun. Used to be a fairly respected paper. This is absolutely unbelievable, which is the...
Yeah, I think they used to carry the byline in the 20s of H.L. Mencken, one of my favorites.
They're in the pandering business now. Let's continue on, my friend, continue on.
Westmore, not sure I can top that, but I'll let you take it from there. I know you have close ties to Baltimore and a lot of respect for Elijah Cummings.
A tremendous amount of respect for Elijah Cummings, and Baltimore is a place that helped raise me. Baltimore is a place that I still call home now. Baltimore is the place that I'm raising my two children.
But not in those districts.
The president's comments about no human being would want to live there. Well, I'm one of those human beings.
He didn't say Baltimore. He's talking about the district.
There. And all Baltimoreans are. But the thing that we know about these comments from this weekend is it's a very familiar line of attack. I took it personally. Baltimoreans took it personally because he was coming after us. But the truth is, we took it personally. We should have taken it personally when the line of attack was on Puerto Rico. And when the line of attack was on the disability community, and when the line of attack was on Mexican Americans. This is a very familiar trope that he continues to lay out. And the thing is that we have a president of the United States who is looking at human suffering with mockery, who is looking at human suffering and talking about it with a smile. You know, the challenges that we are battling through and people on the ground battling through them in Baltimore are real. But what we actually need is support and resources and context and leadership at this time. The kind of leadership that Elijah Cummings has been providing to our district for a very long time. So instead of just talking about the challenges, Elijah Cummings has actually been one of the leading voices on making sure that we can make sure that big pharma companies are not price gouging our communities. Elijah Cummings has been one of the leading voices on making sure that we can address some of these structural historical issues that take place inside of our city.
Now, didn't the governor of Puerto Rico just resign? And the person who's supposed to replace it, guess what she said? She didn't want the job. Find somebody else. We'll get to that story in a little bit. I mean, he was dead right about Puerto Rico, that they've got some real problems as far as getting things done and corruption.
Well, yeah, massive government corruption. And didn't we have a story where the police, they can't keep a police force because of all the shootings and essentially the drug cartels running things down there? And not to mention, Puerto Rico is still in massive, massive debt. Loads are, I mean, they are in real risk.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Hey, John.
John, you there?
John, you there? John, 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 John. Why do people call if they're not going to talk to us? This is probably him calling. Let's go to this next cut.
That is for sure. And David Ignatius, I mean, listen, I don't think this. It's lost on all of us that obviously as head of oversight, Elijah Cummings is, you know, the president's opponent at this point in the Mueller game. And Elijah Cummings has a lot of power to call him out, power that he's exercising. What are the dangers that you see coming out of this?
You know, Mika, increasingly I worry that Trump, with this recklessly divisive rhetoric, is really inciting the country. This is a frazzled country. I sometimes wonder if Donald Trump would like to see America's cities burning as a way of rallying his base.
It's unbelievable. Not
nothing he won't
unbelievable.
Do. Wound that he won't rip a scab open. No person, a distinguished person like Elijah Cummings, he's not prepared to attack. And I wonder if he's trying to just push us closer to the brink. It's so disturbing. Day by day, you think it can't get worse, and it does.
How about them and the things that they're saying? Is there any accountability there? Are they trying to incite a riot among a particular group of people? Unbelievable. Anonymous, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
It is incredible. Just listening to the press, it's so saddening. I come from a media background, and I don't recognize this media. And I just wanted to bring to light a few things that I found over the weekend during my research. After Trump attacked Cummings, I started looking for some of the reasons behind it. And in 2015, Barack Obama's administration gave Baltimore $1.8 billion to improve the areas that Trump is talking about. Where did the $1.8 billion fit? Where was it spent?
Bingo. And Trump asked that question, by the way.
Yes. And there also found a letter where the organization FACT has called for an investigation into Cummings and his wife for their organization, nonprofit organization that also has the exact same name as a for-profit organization, where they are taking in funds under one name, and where do they go when and how do you trace it when the for-profit company has the exact same name?
Ooh.
So they have been under investigation or have been called for an investigation as of July of this year, early around the 15th, for their nonprofit organization. So I think President Trump has a lot more information than he generally does when he speaks out. And when the other side goes on attack and uses things like they're using right now to shut down the conversation, it's usually a reason for it. And it's not right. It's also not right that the press is not out there doing their job and investigating. What's he talking about? What's he really talking about? But we've lost that in our country, and it's very sad.
Anonymous, very good call, my dear. Very, very, very good call.
But anyway, just to let people know that I don't see an ounce of racism in anything that he says. I see him calling out people, and it doesn't matter what color they are.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're yelling racism for political purposes.
Yes, and to shut down the conversation. Because if they don't want anybody thinking about it or looking for it, and if you do, you're a racist. And that's scary because it also diminishes the real problem of racism that could be there. When you use it for your own political purposes, and it's sad to see this happening in our country. I think most people can see through it, but there is an element out there that's not going to see through it, and they're pushing the buttons, not our president, and it's just sad.
Isn't it interesting that Cummings is on the Oversight Committee for Government?
Exactly.
Which would have been the people policing the... Is it 1.5 right. or 1.2 billion?
It's actually 1.8 billion.
Oh, wow.
And it's a great article if you research under Washington Free Beacon did an article on the money and where it was supposed to go in Baltimore. So it's sad to see a press that would rather destroy our country than to admit they lost an election that they helped rig.
Yep.
And that's where we are. And if you can't see it, then you're blind. And the corruption has got to stop. And I think we're lucky to have a president that's drawing it out and it is tough enough to take the hits, because he certainly has had to take them.
Anonymous,
a lot of times by himself.
No, let me tell you something. You are a great caller. I really appreciate you doing your homework. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have
y'all a great day.
Bye bye. Ta ta. News Talk 93.1. Jeff coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, man, we got so much to get to here. This next clip is really good. This is where we start a civil war here. Let's go to the post. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How y'all doing?
Very good, Jeff. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm just glad I ate something. We all started talking about food.
Yeah, there you go. We'll make you hungry on this show.
I know. Man, especially when the guy called in from Louisiana. All I thought about was some of that good seafood, food and sausage.
Ooh, yeah. Combo.
Okay, Dan, I told you Friday I was going to go ahead and drop somebody's name in that would make a good person to take Martha Roby's spot.
Yeah.
Bill Manley. He is a home builder that's been in business for multiple years. I've worked for him for 30. When I asked him about it, he said, Chef, you know my BS meter's down on the floor. I said, exactly. You care. So, not a politician, but he's a good guy. He's honest.
Spell his last name for me.
Bill Manley.
Bill or Phil? Bill?
Bill. Bill Manley.
Okay. Where does he live?
Lives in Wetumpka.
Does he have many connections down in Dothan?
No, sir.
Yeah,
not that I'm aware of.
I'll tell you the reality of things. Name ID is everything. And when you mention the name, I've never heard that name before. So that's like strike one. Number two is you must be able to do the Wiregrass. The Wiregrass is where actually more votes are coming from now, particularly that Houston, Coffee, Covington County area. And then you've got the Montgomery, Otago, Elmore, and Pike County axis, but you've got to be known in those areas, and it's going to take a lot of money.
Well, can I borrow you for about 30 minutes one afternoon this week?
To do what?
Just to run over this with him. Have your expert advice, if you spent enough time in the swamp to know what's going on.
I may can meet you guys at Chappies or something and have a quick conversation.
Yes, sir.
Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the telephone call.
Yes, sir.
Let me try to fit James in here. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, Puerto Rico, you know, I haven't looked at a map, but from the dimensions I've heard, it's about the size of Lower Alabama. And yet they got about $100 billion, and it's just gone, just totally wasted. I mean, you think what Alabama or Georgia could do with $100 billion, but it just slipped right through their fingers, kind of like Baltimore let that $1.8 billion slip through theirs. But how did they lose $80 to $100 billion and then cry racism and everything?
Because whenever you get caught, that's what you do, is you call racism. And the way you do it is because you're basically living in a corrupt government world.
Yes. Don't you think we really need to think twice before turning that kind of money over to places that aren't even states? Just, you know, it just seems like a big waste and, you know, a big drain on this country trying to rescue a country that's just so corrupt. You know, it's just very frustrating, you know.
I hear you. You know, they are a territory of the United States. That's number one. So the people that are born there are considered U.S. citizens. And, you know, Trump had basically said, we're not sending you any, or actually FEMA has said, we're not sending you any more money until you have accountability on the money. I have a funny feeling when they get into the accountability of this stuff, they're going to, when they start digging into this thing, they're going to find some people are probably going to end up going to jail.
Yes, sir. I really hope so. I hope they get that. Perk walk.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, James. Okay, we're up against the top of the hour break. I want to finish a couple more of these clips, particularly the next one. We have the lady from MoveOn.org. Now, that's somebody you definitely want to listen to. That's somebody that we philosophically are in total agreement with, right?
No, she's right in the heart of the heartland.
She is. She's in the heart of America.
Mm-hmm.
The most liberal heart of America. We're going to be back. Dan Morris Show. Right after this, top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.